All right, God bless you guys for joining us here tonight here at KLC Studios. The man of God, Catching Fire, Catching His Fire Ministries. Evangelist Brian Pritchett coming out of Oklahoma region. About to set it on fire tonight. For those who are going to join us on tonight, you got a call-in number you can have. It's going to be 515-602-9738. Once again, that's going to be 515-602-9738. Also, you can go to your Facebook page. You'll see Brian lit up all over that thing, him and his beautiful wife. You can click on that particular link down there. That'll get you in the show as well. Or if you just go ahead and come into the show now and call in, be a part of the guest list here on tonight as we get ready to push him up and get ready to go here in just a few minutes. We got about a 30-minute show tonight, so I'm not talking enough. So I'm going to get off here. I've talked almost enough. I need to get off here. Now I'm going to bring Brian in and get him going as we get ready to get him over here. Man of God, I'm going to go ahead and slide this over to your hands. We're going to delay the time, so we're going to get over to you, Brian.
How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm great. It's all in your hands, man, God.
All right, man. Well, thank you for letting me be on the show. It's a blessing to come every Wednesday and just be able to share what's on my heart. You know, before I get started, you know, I always want to pray because I always want to be led by the Holy Spirit. I don't want no words that I ever speak to come from the way I feel. So I want you guys to know that prayer is everything and prayer is powerful. And I don't know how many people are listening tonight, but know that God is in the midst. The presence of God is here. And I just ask you to open your heart, man, and let him begin to stir you up. Let him begin to massage your heart like he's never massaged you before. Because he's a loving God. He's merciful. He's gracious. So, Father God, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this Wednesday. And, Lord, I just pray tonight for that first fire love, that love of the first fire, Father God. If they have ever known you before, that they will experience that in a way that will be life-changing, Father God. Father God, I also pray, Lord, if there's any ears that are listening that don't know you, Lord, all they ever known is religion. All they've ever heard of is religious talk, but they never heard you talk, and they've never encountered you before. Father God, I ask you to make your way into their homes, into their presence, Father God, and just begin to stir up that fire within their heart, oh God. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that you are awesome and you're doing a new thing, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. Amen. I come to y'all as an evangelist. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a teacher. I'm not an apostle. Even though we're all in this together and we're all doing the same work of the kingdom, my calling is a little different. My office is a little different than those offices. My desire is to reach the lost, those who are headed down a road of destruction. And my desire is also to reach the lukewarm, those that have come to know Jesus Christ, but they fell off to the wayside, or they're just not as fired up as they used to be, or they used to be in church and they used to go and it was an agenda and it was a routine, and they kept going and they kept going and they kept going, but they truly never experienced God for themselves. And my friend, church is good. Yes, we need to be in church because it says do not forsake the fellowship of the brethren, man. But do not put a man as the reason why you ain't encountered God. Do not put a man on that pedestal is the reason why you have not encountered God. See, my friend, each and every one of us can get up in the morning. Each and every one of us can whisper that beautiful name, Jesus Christ. It doesn't take going to church. It doesn't take going to the altar inside of a building. All it takes is you getting desperate. You're getting desperate like you've never been desperate before. And right now, as I'm speaking to you, God is beginning to show me that people are just not desperate for the presence of God anymore. They walk around hopeless. They look for fulfillment in the things of the world. They look for the material things of the world. And they do everything they can to fulfill the lust of the flesh because they never come to a place of a true encounterment with Jesus Christ. And my friend, the encounterment that I'm telling you about his start by just being in a closet, just by being in his presence, just by getting out of your bed in the morning and getting on your face or getting on your knees and beginning to say, God, here I am. I don't know what to say, Lord. I never spoke to you in this way, but I'm asking you. I've been told that you was a God that will move upon my life, and I'm testing you, and I'm challenging you, God, to come and speak to me like this man of God is saying. My friend, you only get what you put in. And as we go through this life, it's temporary. This body that is only loaned to us by God himself. The reason we get up every morning is not because of your strength, not because of your doing, because God allowed to breathe life into you once again. My friend, as we go throughout this journey and as we go out through this life, we go through many different obstacles. We go through many different trials and tribulations. And God is saying, quit going to the things that only feed your flesh, the entertainment of the world. See, John the Baptist, he wasn't isolated from the world. He was separated. There's a difference. God didn't call us to be isolated from the world, but to be separated from the world. What that means is to not be like the world, not to eat like the world, not to act like the world, and not to go and do the sin of the world. That's why Jesus Christ died, to set us free from those things. But as we get up every day, we still continue to let the flesh have its way. It's like a dog and another dog that are in a dog fight. Whatever you feed the most, my friend, listen to me. Whatever you feed the most is what's going to be the strongest in your life. This is why people fall out of church. This is why people fall out of love with Jesus. This is why people never encounter God, because they don't put one foot in front of the other. They do not begin to draw close to God, because his word says, if you do that, I will draw close to you. We're complacent in things. And what I mean by that is we feed our flesh more than we do our spiritual man. It's easy to get up in the morning and sit at a table in your kitchen or in your dining room, and you sit down and you fix yourself some breakfast. It's easy to feed the flesh. It's easy to do those things. But it's a lot harder to get up on your face and said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. I do not just need physical food. God, I need spiritual food too. And we ask ourselves every day why we're lukewarm, why we get caught up into the things of the world. Because it's easier to entertain the flesh than it is your spiritual man, because your spiritual man wants to line up with the word of God. Your spiritual man wants to draw close to God because it understands the presence of God. Because when God spoke you into existence, it came from the presence of God. So your spirit man is always wanting to be in the presence of God. But we continue down the same path. And back to the two dogs. My friend, if you feed the one more than the other, the one that is fed the most is what's going to win. If you read your Bible, it says that the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. It's a constant war back and forth. But if you're building up your faith in prayer and reading, then you will be able to stand against those fleshly pulls or them fleshly desires. It doesn't mean that we can't enjoy life. God wants us to go out through life and have enjoyment of going to see movies and going to the park and living a joyful life. But my friend, I'm talking about that hole that's in your heart that you truly never let Christ fulfill. See, as humans, we all have a void. It's a void, my friend. It's emptiness. And we try to fulfill it with different things, like material stuff, like lust or adultery, things that makes us feel good. And those things will only last for so long, my friend. And then we're looking for the next fix and the next fix and the next fix. And then we end up hopeless and we end up back drinking and we end up back doing things that just bring us back into bondage. And as I got ready, because I'm not the type that I come prepared and I come ready, but I come to hear what the voice of the Lord is saying. And when I began to meditate upon these, adding up to this day, was the cross. And the Lord has had me just meditating on the cross and how powerful and how it was the most powerful thing to ever, ever take place. It was the most powerful event because it bridged the gap between us and God. So we were able to walk over and to encounter him for ourselves. What I want to share with you is, have you ever meditated upon the cross? Because it is a powerful thing. It says in the Bible that the preaching of the cross is for those who perish foolishly. But to us who are saved, it is the power of God. It is the power to change. It is the power to overcome. My friend, you got to realize something. If you have never, never meditated up on the cross or even read about how Jesus said, my body that was broken for you, my body that was beaten for you, my body that was hung up on the cross for you, it wasn't for you to experience religious things. It wasn't for you to say, I guess God is just sitting up there. It is the most powerful event that has ever took place in mankind in history, and it's still as powerful as it was then, it is now. The cross is still powerful. It still stirs up people. It still brings people to repentance. It still brings healing. It still brings deliverance. But we have gotten away from the cross, and God is saying, I want to reestablish the cross in the lives of the believers and those that don't know me. So what do we do as people as we're lukewarm? My friend, I'm telling you, God is always present. He's always near. But if we don't make time to get into the Word of God, if we don't make time to stir that spiritual man up, see, the Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. You need to get your heart, your mind, and your soul in one accord. It's not difficult. It's not hard. It's as easy as taking a breath and then breathing. Taking a breath, then breathing. That's how simple it is to have a relationship. But we're so moved by entertainment. We're so moved by a lot of things, man. And I'm going to tell you something. The Lord has had me in a place of taking communion. And I've been thinking about how his body was broken. And it wasn't just broken for me. It was broken for the lost. It was broken for those that don't even know what they're doing against God. It was broken for those that are rebellious right now. Jesus said, while ye was yet sinners, I died for you. And as I meditate upon that, he said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Remember what I've done on the cross for you. My friend, it's not for you to get up every morning and be depressed and not to experience God. Then the cross was for nothing. I experienced the presence of God, his love, every day. That's why it keeps me on fire. That's why it keeps me moving forward. That's why it keeps me hungry and thirsty for God. Because he shows me a new side of him every day. And the only way you will ever see a new side of God is you've got to keep going back to his presence. You've got to keep going back to the word. You've got to keep going back to your prayer life. And you've got to say, God, show me something new about you. Show me your beauty. Show me your love. Show me everything, God. It's a beautiful thing to be in the presence of God, I say this and I've said it before. I would take 5 minutes in the presence of God than $1 million any day. I would sit in the presence of God for 5 minutes over $1 million any day. Because in his presence, lives are changed. Lives are changed. My friend, I'm trying to stir you up so you could encounter God. I could tell you stories about people that were atheists that didn't believe in this amazing God and what he did on the cross, and they're preachers today. Because I told them, just call out on that beautiful name. Just call out on that name, Jesus. Just, I dare you to call out on that name. I dare you. And people have taken heed to that, and they've done it, and God set them free from heroin, from addiction, all sorts of things, because they decided to call out on that name above every name, that name that it says in Acts chapter 4, that there's no other name under heaven by which you could be saved but that beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Don't you know how beautiful the cross is? Don't you know the cross was to set you free from your bondages, from your addictions, from your hurts, your anxiety, whatever you may be facing, that the cross is that powerful, that if you will just begin to believe in it, and it says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. No wonder people fall to the wayside. No wonder people don't stay fired up for God, because they don't feed themselves the word of God. The word of God is like fire, my friend. And if you begin to feed yourself fire, you begin to burn inside. And my friend, that's what the Holy Spirit come to do, is to burn you up. It's not just a normal walk. It's not about religion. Listen to me. There's nothing more that frustrates me more than anything when people say, oh, he's a religious man. Oh, he's religious. No, no. It's not about religion. Religion is what is destroying God's people, because they're not encountering a relationship. I can't stand religion. I can't even stand to hear the name religion. Because every time I hear religion, it's something that a man came up with or some kind of an agenda. Religion will never get you to the cross, my friend. Religion will never change your life. It will only cover up the heart. It will only make your appearance nice. But my friend, a relationship with God will expose the heart. It will expose the things that need to change. It will expose it. And that's what the cross did. It took a ultimate. It took a sacrifice without spot, wrinkle, or blemish to be able to die for mankind. If you're lukewarm, listen to the sound of my voice and understand that God is wanting to stir you up in a way that you have never been stirred up before. He wants to change your ways. He wants to change the way you walk. He wants to change the way you talk. That's what God does. Even as me, back before I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I was doing crystal meth. I was doing pain pills. I was doing things I wasn't supposed to be doing, until one day Jesus came into a hotel and he said, it's either now or never. And I encountered God for my first time in my life that changed me forever. I was on the road to destruction. It says, the way that seems right unto a man leadeth to death. And my friend, I was heading straight to that cliff. I was heading straight to that cliff. And if I died, I would have spent eternity in a place that wasn't meant for me, because I never known or come to know God's love. People say, well, how can a loving God send anyone to hell? Well, how can anyone reject the love of God? He paid the way, bridged the gap. He paid the price that you were supposed to pay. And now when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, when God looks at the cross, he sees you, but when he looks at you, he sees Jesus. That's every reason to be fired up. You don't deserve it, but God gave it. You don't deserve the breath. We don't deserve the breath of God that we get every day. But God gives it. It just makes me think when in Genesis where God said, let us make man in our image. And man fell and brought sin unto the world. And I could just see Jesus looking to God and saying, send me, God, I'll go. I'll pay the price for them. I'll pay the price. I'll go down there fully man and fully God. And I would go through everything they're going to go through in life. I would go through all the temptations. I would carry all their diseases up on my back. I would go through all the storms of life just to lay it down for them, God. Send me, I'll go. And that's what Jesus said. He said, send me, I will go for them. I will go for them. I will pay a price that no one else can pay. Can you imagine that a king, that a God got off his own throne to come down here to mingle with us, to come down here to be with us when he didn't have to? Show me where a king goes out and fights with their people. Show me a king that will leave his throne, because I only know one, and that's Jesus. He left his heavenly throne to come down and pave a way for you to come to know God like you have never known him before. Please listen to me when I say this. Get out of your religious mindset and start believing when you get in his presence and you just begin to say, Jesus, I need you. I need you, Lord. If you don't know how to read your word, just start reading. Ask God to speak to you in it. God is eager to hear what you've got to say. And he's also eager to answer you. But you can't keep going in the same ways of life. You can't keep getting out of bed and saying, oh, it is what it is. Because, my friend, sooner or later, you're going to come to a complete stop. And you're going to ask yourself one day, what happened to my relationship with God? And then you're going to remember, it's because I stopped fanning the flame. I stopped reading God's word. I stopped praying. And my friend, that's when double-minded steps in. That's when people begin to get double-minded. And they don't understand why they're tossed from here to there, trying to figure out what's going on in their lives. That's why people are chaotic. That's why people are lost. That's why people are depressed. That's why people are looking for material things. That's why people are looking for fleshly people to fulfill that desire. My friend, it will never happen. Listen to me. That void in your heart was meant for one person, and his name is Jesus Christ. Stop trying to fulfill that void with everything else and get into a prayer life and get into your word and begin to experience something that was meant to fill that void. Things will change. It might not be overnight. God is patient. He is love, man. Go read the love chapter where he says, love is not puffed up. Look, God is a gentleman. If anybody knows love, it's him. And you might look at your life and say, God, I've done so much wrong, you know. I'm scared to come in your presence, man, because I've done so much wrong, you know. Man, there's nobody in the Bible that I've seen that was used that was perfect. I've seen how Jesus just walked up on the scene and just began to talk to his former disciples, ones that were going to come forth. Them guys wasn't perfect. Them guys were in sin just like me and you are today. But they dropped their ways of life and they followed Jesus because they seen something in him. They encountered something that day that changed them forever. My friend, don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at where you're at, because God's waiting, regardless of what it looks like to you. So you could continue to be lukewarm. Or you could begin to go back to your first love and say, okay, God, do it one more time. Stare me up like you never stared me up before, God. Let me burn for you, God. Let me be a messenger for you, God. God is not mad at you. He's not mad at all. He just wants to partner up with you. He's anxious with just to wait on you to come in his presence, man, and just say, God, here I am. Man, I'm telling you, it's life-changing. It's a beautiful thing. And I just don't want to see people burn out and fall to the wayside and not care anymore because God loves you. It's not hard. The more you get in his presence, the more you're going to change. It is a challenge because living a Christian life ain't easy. Having a relationship with God ain't easy because he's like the good one in the relationship that pushes you to be better, and that's a good thing. He wants to push you to be better. He wants to change you to be better. He wants you to experience that everyday revival in your heart for him. So my friend, stop acting like God is just up there. Begin to seek him out. Begin to grab his hand in the morning. Every morning, God is beside your bed with his hand out. And we choose if we're going to grab it or not. And say, God, help me walk this thing out in grace. Because I don't feel worthy. But God says you are worthy. You are worthy. You've just gotten to the point where you've gotten a little stagnant, but God's saying that the dark time is over and the daylight is about to break. He's saying it's high time to arise out of sleep, my friend. It's high time to awaken. Shake the slumber off. Shake the sleep off. You've been asleep long enough. And go running. Go running to God like the prodigal son ran. Run to God. He's waiting. He's not mad. Well, you said 30 minutes, right? You there, Charles?
Man of God, I'm always here with you. You move. And when you move, we got 30 minutes. That's always. I don't like to interrupt the flow of the kingdom. I really don't. I'm enjoying. So, yeah, it is. It's about that time. I'm going to let you finish that.
Amen. Well, I just want people to know that your relationship don't have to stay stagnant. It's your choice if you want to experience God. Listen to me. It's your choice if you want to experience Jesus Christ in his fullness for you. It's your choice. Go on and chase the material things. Go on and chase the things that make you feel good because it will only last for a season, my friend. But Jesus is forever. I'm going to end it with that.
Well, I tell you, man, you look you truly, you know, it's always a great opportunity for me to hear you online. All the ones who's participating with us online, we are moving to a new show. We want to thank the man of God, Brian Pritchett, and his lovely wife and family for being with us. You hadn't heard the last of one. We got him set up for some more things. Along with our other team members online with us, she's not going to be, sometimes she has words to say, but we're going to move right ahead. Renee Ellis, you can hear on the BTR station also under the little one. So but we're focusing on Mr. Pritchett. I want to say, some reason I keep wanting to say Dr. Pritchett, but God got that. God got that. You didn't even get into that. But man of God, look, we bless you, we love you, you and the family. Look, you get a chance, lay it on your schedule, man. I want to push that back, dial me up, because I was saying this in this show. We got to get out of here, man of God. Look, you be blessed.
You too, brother. Thank you.